With us from Block Club Chicago, Stephanie Lule. Stephanie, good morning. Let's talk first about what's going on in the West Loop with the Sterling Bay Real Estate Company.
Yes. Hi. Good morning, Bob. Yes, we're seeing more and more residential buildings popping up in Fulton Market, and prominent developer Sterling Bay is back with another residential project. This plan is a pivot for them. They previously planned to build an 18-story office building expansion just north of the current Google headquarters. And instead, they're pivoting and instead are going to build a 570-apartment residential building at the site. Demand for office spaces really sank after the pandemic.
Right, and there are so many conversions now, office buildings being converted to residential. I hope they figure out parking in that area. That's getting to be a pretty congested area of our city, isn't it?
You're telling me, Bob. It's almost impossible to park in the West Loop.
Let's talk a little bit about Roscoe Village and why beer lovers are celebrating there.
Yes, after waiting for, 200 years, Yuengling, America's oldest operating brewery, is finally available in Illinois, and the beer wasn't widely distributed out of its Pennsylvania home, and it also operates a brewery in Tampa, Florida, but outside of those regions, you really couldn't find it. Now it's available in Chicago. You can find it at the Village Tap in Roscoe Village, the Beer Temple in Avondale, and Miller's Pub in the Loop. And beer fans are really buzzing about this announcement.
I guess so. A lot of excitement on the south side, too. There is certainly a lack of fine dining in those neighborhoods, but they're going to get a spot back now that's been closed for a number of years. Tell us about this.
Yes, there's this restaurant, Sikia. It's a really neat white tablecloth restaurant that is run entirely by Kennedy King College culinary students. It's in the heart of Inglewood. The restaurant, it's Inglewood's only sit-down restaurant, only fine dining sit-down restaurant. And Sikia closed in March 2020 at the start of the pandemic, like a lot of restaurants. The college has been working since then to revive it. They set aside a $500,000 of a grant from Mackenzie Scott to renovate the space. And, they're reopening today. The entire college is really excited about it. And I really recommend checking this experience out. You can get a three-course lunch at Sikia for right around $17 a person.
Hope they do well. It would be good for our city, for sure. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Stephanie. You have a good day.
Thanks so much, Bob.